We gather as a church family, and after Sunday, we scatter out and we spread the gospel. You know?
Amen.
Yeah. Special welcome to our guests, just as Aurora said, his story, newcomers.
Yeah, our newcomers, our onliners, leave a comment, please, because youth is better than old people. Our 10th timers, our 100th timers, our 1,000th timers, I don't think the 1,000th is like even possible. I don't know how, I'm not mathing right now. All right, so we, if you've been in the loop recently, have just come back from a camp all last week. We went all the way up to Sydney, about 13 of us, came here at 6 o'clock in the morning and piled into two Klugers. And I was really mad because we had to bring duffel bags because we couldn't fit suitcases. So I had to limit my clothes, but that's all right. So we drove about 14 hours, but we didn't even make it all the way. We stopped and at Jack's dad's church. Round of applause for Luke, please. He organized for us to stay there. The boys slept in the shed with cockroaches and the girls slept in the main hall. And we went to a carnival there, blew about $100, but that's all right. And it was just great. The pastors came and made us pancakes in the morning. Thank you so much to them. They're amazing. We love them. And then we drove the rest of the way, about 14 hours in total. We had to go around the long way because of bushfires and we didn't want to die and all that stuff. And so we got to the camp, right? The camp's 2 nights, 3 days. There's about 70, 80 youth and leaders. It was amazing. There was games. Some of the games were pretty feral. Like, they were tackling for the ball and, like, tug-of-war. Callum pulled the tug-of-war rope and cut his hands up and everything. Yeah, great times. The worship was amazing. The sermons were beautiful. I loved the sermons. They were amazing. The encounters were great, too. They were powerful. It was just great times, you know? Just great times. Yeah, I think that's all I have to say. The food was scrumptious. Like, good job with the food. What else did we do? I think that's about it. But it was an amazing camp. Like, the best. Better than last year. Last year was amazing, but this one was even more amazing. Anyways, yeah. And then we drove all the way back, and we went to bed. And I was like, finally, I'm done. I'm, like, burnt out emotionally, spiritually, physically. But we had another camp.
Literally the next day, got back at 12, we took get up. I got up at 12 as well. And then to get back here at 3, so tiring.
All our clothes were dirty as well because we wore them all week, like over that past few days, and we had to wash them, but we didn't have time to wash them. So
guess
we were out of clothes.
Sorry.
Sorry.
We had 50 people. Can you get a round of applause for that?
Woo!
That's crazy. Like, last year we had like 30. That's just like gross. Anyways, we had tribes, and it was really, really, it was really fun. We had like amazing games and these chants, and guess who won? My team. Milo. Anyways, the camp theme was Living by the Spirit, and we had night sessions that are about how to be a spirit-led generation. And we also had morning sessions that are about battle. Yep. We also had workshops, which is hospitality, leadership, and partnership, which was really fun. We also went to park pools, and we went on the slides. It was really fun, really grateful we got to go there. Overall, camp was really good. Everyone had encounters. There was like this, like, all the leaders were like lined up here. Pastor Kayla was praying for them, and they just like all fell over like one by one, like that.
He was pushing them over. He was like,
It's crazy, yeah. Everyone was really touched.
Yeah, it was good. I forgot to say the theme for Sydney was Father God. Last year it was Jesus. This year it was Father God. So it was focusing on our relationship with Father and the Father and how we see him. It was really good. Yeah, so I think that's all I have to say about the camps. It was just amazing overall. A great time. Recommend coming. But unfortunately you're too old, so oh well. We have some testimonies from amazing people.
Thank you guys for the donations.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the money. Yeah, money. Woo! Thank you for the money. Couldn't have done it without you. Anyways. sorry. We have some testimonies from some amazing youth because God was doing amazing things. Can I have, amen. Amen. Yeah, come on. Amazing things. Amazing, amazing stuff. So I will hand over to Logan now.
Unfortunately, this is the last time you're going to see us.
Hey, hey, hey. And if he says something you agree with, you need to say amen. Verbalize. Amen. Amen. Yes. Round of applause for them.
Hello, church. My name is Logan. So I'm fairly new to the church, right? Only came here like halfway through last year. So about 6 months I've been in the church, maybe a bit longer than that. But going forward after this camp, I will be a youth leader for the youth. So that is very exciting. I can't wait. Can't wait to be part of the team. Anyway, bit about me. My mom, Odette, she's in the middle right there. Everyone point and wave and clap right to her. There you go. She invited me to come to the church, and I said yes, and I've been loving the church ever since. I will admit at first that I was a bit skeptical. I was like, oh, well, is this really for me? And then my lovely life group, my good friend Callan, sitting over there, he invited me to come to the life group, and ever since I was part of that group, I just never looked back, and my faith has only been growing ever since then, so love the life groups. Caleb did not tell me to say that, by the way. I'm just saying life groups are amazing. Anyway, for the past few weeks, my faith has been very stagnant. I haven't really been praying too much, and I haven't been really scripture, so sorry, guys, big L. I know, it sucks for me. But then I heard about the camp, the launch camp. I didn't go to Send because I was like, oh, shoot, sorry. I wasn't really feeling it. Just like, okay, well, I'll just stay home. But I went to camp, launch camp, and it was amazing. I'll tell you that later. But before the camp, I wasn't expecting much. I was just expecting, like, the youth. It was all for the youth, right? I was expecting it to be mainly about the youth and, like, for their experiences to be, like, amazing. But actually, it was quite the opposite. Well, I mean, it was that for them, but also for the leaders. The leaders, like, needed this camp just as much as the youth needed this camp. So the first day of launch camp, which was on the Friday, the Thursday, that was Thursday. At night, we had a worship session, and oh my gosh, this session was insane. I mean, you just saw it then. That's pretty much what it was, like every single day of the camp. It was crazy. Like we were a bunch of like people moving around. I haven't seen anything like it. It was insane. And it got me moving, and then, oh my goodness, my spirits were lifted. I was like, yes, Jesus, you're with us. This is amazing. Wow, oh, so great. And it wasn't cut short, I would say, but I was wanting more. I was left wanting more after that worship session. And so the very next day, it got like 10 times better. It was absolutely, just think of what you saw here today, but multiply that by like 1,000. That's pretty much what it was like. Oh my goodness. And so yeah, went into the next day wanting more, and yeah, definitely received it. There was one point during the worship when all the leaders were called to line up right here in front of the stage, and Pastor Caleb, I believe, yes, I can't really remember, my memory's too fuzzy, I didn't get sleep. He prayed for all of us, and all the leaders were just falling down or like crying, and it was truly a sight to see, especially for the youth. I'm pretty sure the youth were like, what the heck is going on? Well, these are my youth leaders. They don't cry. They're like adults. They don't cry. But safe to say that God really touched us in that moment. Really, really touched us. Especially Callan, if you guys don't know. He fell over, and he's like, what the heck? And Jacinta fell over too, on her head, just like, bonk. Right on the floor. It was really funny to see, but also a great thing to see. But during that moment when we were being prayed over, I didn't really feel like what the other leaders had felt. It wasn't until I started praying with Victor about like what I truly appreciate and what I love that I started to cry, like just burst into tears. And that's when I truly felt like the conviction of the Lord right there. The Holy Spirit was moving through all of us. I was like, oh my goodness, yes, this is exactly what I was looking for. It was so beautiful. It was amazing. God, yeah, moved through me in ways that I never thought possible, honestly. Like, I thought I've seen it all, but very clearly, I have not seen it all. Very clearly, I was dumbfounded. I was like, what the heck? God, what are you doing to me? So I would like to say that, you know, I needed this camp. Like, I definitely needed this camp. If I had skipped out on this camp, I would have, like, never forgiven myself, honestly. So, yeah, laugh at me, Steve. Yeah, that's right. So I just want to thank Discover Church for allowing me this opportunity to turn my life around and follow Christ, and just thank all of you guys for letting me be here, and thank the church for letting me become a youth leader. That's so amazing. I'm still stunned about that, by the way. I just can't believe that it's going to happen to me, of all people. What the heck? Like, Logan Schuback, youth leader. That's insane. Anyway, that's about it for me. So thank you guys for listening to me, and I would like to pass the mic off to Jamie.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jamie. I'm in year 8, and this is my third year at Discover Church. And the last 3 years, I felt like not as close to God. Like, I was kind of drifting away, and I've sometimes, like, not engaged in worship, and I was separated from my friends, and I was kind of, like, coasting away from Him. And going into launch camp, like, I genuinely didn't expect an encounter. And I told myself if I was going to have an encounter, it was definitely going to be on the second night, because that's when they get really deep into prayer. So during the worship on the first night, I kind of felt a bit left out because everyone was closing their eyes, holding their hands out, like getting deep into the worship. And I saw them. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to give it a go. So I put out my hands, I closed my eyes, and I started to focus on the lyrics. And when Olivia started to pray for the Holy Spirit to come down on us, I started to feel really hot and tingles going through my body. And I just focused on lyrics. I was singing, I was crying my heart out. And Jack came over to me, and he placed his two hands on me. And, like, I suddenly felt really weak, and I felt really, really hot, and there was, like, tingles going through my body. And he was telling me that God was saying that I didn't have to be ashamed of Him. I didn't have to hide. I could embrace His love, and I didn't have to be ashamed of who He was. And this, like, really made me, like this made my face, like really tense up, and I felt, like, the urge to cry. And then, the rest of my body just, got really weak. And then as He kept praying for me, I ended up on the floor on my knees, and I was crying on the floor. And, like, now, like, going on, oh, wait, no, and also, like, my friend Paxson, he prayed over me, and I felt, like, a really deep, like, relief, and, like a burden was lifted off my shoulder. I don't know, like, how to explain it, but, like, you feel really light and happy afterwards. And, like, during the camp, like, I was just, like, really happy. And, like, ever since that night, I felt like I'm, like, more connected to God, and, like, I can talk to Him about anything. Yeah. And this year going forward, I want to, like, to help people feel the same way I did that night. I want to help people have an encounter like me. I want to pray for people like Jack did for me. And I just want to have a really good year going forward. And that's my testimony. Thank you. And I'd like to invite up David from His Story Church.
Yep. Hello, everyone. My name is David, and I'm from History Church. I'm 15 years old, and I'll be sharing my testimony on how I encountered God. So at the start of 2025, I felt like I had, like, a good relationship with God. But then, like, I had, like, hardship with family at, like, June, and then I started, like, questioning God and being like, if You're such a loving God, then why would You put my family in this situation? And I still keep questioning God. And then, step by step, I like, mocked God, shamed Him, and ultimately, I, like, ran away from God. And then, when the Send 2026 was coming up, I was, like, oh, I'm just going to have fun. I don't really care about the encounter. I'm just going to have fun. And then at the second night, I felt like the preacher was talking about the prodigal son and then how the prodigal son ran away from the father, but the father's always open. And like, if the prodigal son like looks back at the father's just going to embrace him, love him. And like, that really warmed my heart. So that night, I just like ran to him and embraced him just like the prodigal son. And then like, when I embraced him, I felt like God took all my burdens. He took all my pain, all my shame, all my anger. And then like, all the thoughts in my head, like the questioning, was like all gone. And like, same as Jamie, like if he takes your burdens, you just feel really light. Like, you just feel so free in the spirit. And then, yeah, and then I realized God is such a loving father who forgives even if you mock, curse, or like have a hardened heart. And like, he's such a loving God. And this year, whenever I go through any hardships, I want to change my perspective, not questioning him, but trusting in him. And like, yeah, all glory to God. I'll hand the mic to James.
Good morning, everyone. My name is James, and I'm in year 7 this year. This was my first launch camp, and I'd like to share with you how this camp like really affected me. So it was like when we were in worship on the second night, I just had this vision of my family, and I still don't really know what it was about, but I just had it. And then after worship had finished, we went into prayer. Callum had just came over and prayed for me. And whilst he was praying, I felt my legs began to tremble and almost like break down. Then Jack came over and started to pray over me, and my legs couldn't take it anymore. I just fell down. Fell to the ground, and it felt like I was down for half an hour, but I was really only there for like 30 seconds. During that time, I was praying, Lord God, thank you for this encounter, over and over and over, and I was just so overjoyed. After I'd sat down to take in everything that had just happened, I still don't know why, but I still wasn't really sure God was real. So I prayed to God and said, if you really are real, send one of the youth leaders to pray over me. And one of the youth leaders, David, came over and prayed and said God wanted me to know that even when I felt alone, God is there and Jesus is always by my side, and I should follow the Holy Spirit. It really matters to me because I know that God is real, and it has changed the way I thought about myself. Knowing Jesus is always there by my side, I don't need to be scared no matter what I'm doing. Thanks for listening, and for those who supported Launch Camp, without you, I could never have had this experience. Thank you.
Wow, isn't that powerful? So powerful hearing from the young people. I asked Olivia, our youth pastor, if I could get up just for 1 minute to say something before we go into the next bit. Because what you're seeing today is just so powerful. You know, young, for all of us who are following Jesus, it's a great journey of wrestling through your faith and working out God. You hear a lot of the young people talk about whether he's real or feeling him touch them. Sometimes it manifests physically in their body or crying or emotions. And we're all doing that on our journey to follow Jesus, trying to work it out for whatever stage we're at. But just so beautiful to see young people. James is 11, James? Yep, just starting year 7. Isn't that amazing? Just having his early experiences of God, the realness of God, not just God theologically over there or he's up there, but God here touching his heart and learning to open his heart. That's what they're doing. That's what you're hearing there. They're learning for the first time to open their heart because God is real and God is just there. But he also respects your no. And he respects your, no, I don't want that. It's not, I'm not ready. I don't want to give that away. I don't know. He respects that and he'll leave you alone. But you're seeing young people here, just like us as big adults, for the first time going, okay, yes, okay, have your way in my life. Okay, show me God. And they're getting visions and they're feeling God physically. They're hearing God through the scriptures. They're getting touched by God. And it's so, so powerful. But I'm saying all of that to say God does move sovereignly sometimes. Sovereignly means that God will just act spontaneously without us being involved. That happens sometimes. Most of the time God moves and touches people's lives because God has somebody that has partnered with him and said yes to him before that person gets affected or touched. So you're hearing teenagers be touched by God, but there's somebody between God and between that teenager. And that's our incredible youth leaders. There's young adults and leaders that are saying, I will give my time, I will give my money, I will give my effort in prayer. Some of them prayed all week. Some of them didn't eat this week. They fasted, spiritually preparing. I will give my life to partner with what God wants to do. So God's not just acting sovereignly, because God can do that, but he wants to partner with somebody and work with them. But he needs people to say, yes, I will partner with you, God. I will help you in your mission, God. And so the way that we do it in the church is that we say to the young adults, is there any young men and women who would like to partner with God to help disciple and train the next generation? And we have so many of those. And I wanted to get up for 1 minute and notice them and honor them and value them and give them a big round of applause. So before we do that, if we can have our Discover Youth team stand up. So we've got Olivia and Jack who are leading the team, and just our guys stand up, all the young adults who led during the camp. And then we've got from History Church up in Sydney, we've got David who led worship. Please stand up. And Hyon, who's come down, just a young man himself. And Hannah, where's Hannah? Beautiful young lady leading their team here who are youth leaders and have led them. I'm just wondering if we can give these guys a round of applause for what they've done. Amazing. Well done. I know as a parent, as a member of this church, that God couldn't do what he wants to do if there wasn't youth leaders with the teenagers, if there wasn't kids' church people with the kids, if there wasn't life group leaders willing to open their home and lead a life group. God can't do what he wants to do unless people step up and step forward and take responsibility and lead and give something back. And I think we've just seen a beautiful demonstration of that today. So thank you so much, you guys. Awesome. David, come up here. David and some of these leaders are just going to share with us. Thank you, David. Thank you.
Hello, Discover Church. My name is David. I'm here with a team of 12 from History Church. I'm so blessed to be here again, be a part of the launch camp. It was such an incredible week, really seeing the youths be blessed by God, encounter him, and some even commit their lives to Christ. It's so good to see Jack and Olivia again, all the way from Egypt and now back in Australia as well. Thank you for inviting us, Pastor Caleb, and opening up the church for all of this to happen. So I'll just be sharing about what's been happening at History Church, and I want to give you guys an update on what we are looking ahead to this year. And I don't have long, so I'll just quickly go through some of the key things that happened at History Church last year, because I want to really focus on the things that are happening ahead of us. So last year, March, we had the launch of History Church English Ministry with Pastor Ham stepping up as our head pastor so that we could create a space for more English speakers, whether they're Korean or not, to come into the faith. And I really believe that our English ministry was birthed out of prayer, and we're still in that forming stage. But last year, we launched with 12 people, but we ended the year doubling in numbers, not including the guests. So I really give all glory to God for making that happen for us. We served over 20 different churches and missions organizations all around the world. We had Pastor Abraham, who took over as the youth pastor. We had the Kids Encounter Camp, where a lot of our kids, they really met Jesus for the first time at a young age, just like James over there. And we had the youth training school, Kairos Academy. They went into Tunisia for the first time, so into North Africa. They went to Korea and Egypt. Talking about Egypt, we had the MKPK conference in Egypt again this year, last year, with I think 140 around MKPKs joining. But what was really special about this MKPK conference was we had around 50 of the MKPK trainees from previous years that, who came aboard, who came and really served and served as leaders. Who they ran small groups. They were like they were creating that the environment for the other young MKPKs to really worship and really be an example of what it's how to worship, be an example of Christ to these other MKPKs who were who were joining for the first time. So that was really special. We had our His Kids, so we had our years 5 and 6. We had them step out into the field for the first time with their parents, and we went into Turkey, Adana, for 2 weeks, really traveling around the regions of Turkey and really catching the vision of God. And we had our His Youth, so our years 7 to 12, now sits at 60-plus people coming every Friday, joining our kids. From years 3 to 6, we have around 40 kids being trained every Saturday. And all of this could happen because God had given us the grace to do so. So I just want to give God all the glory to Him right now. Yeah. And just looking at ahead in 2026, the prophetic word that we received for our church just in as a whole was to enlarge. And I want to read from Isaiah 54, verse 2. It says, "Enlarge the place of your tent. Let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes." I know many of us would go camping. You know, who here goes camping often, sometimes, right? So this verse is not talking about going from a 4-people-sized tent to like a 10-people-sized tent, you know. We get bigger families, you get more children, you might have to upgrade your tents, but over here it's not talking about going from that little tent. You know, it's talking about going from that camping tent to a tabernacle that can contain God's glory. And how we do that is written in verse 1. It says, "Sing, O barren one who did not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not been in labor. For the children of the desolate one will be more than the children of her who is married, says the Lord." I'll just put it in simple terms. It says, it's telling us to increase our faith. You know, this is the prophetic word that God has given to our History Church for this year. And it's to be sing and be joyful before the childbirth. And in this year, increase your faith like never before. Sing before the breakthrough. You know, don't look at your circumstances or your situations. Don't look at the past failures or what's not happened before. And don't look at what may seem impossible, but God is saying, increase your faith. Sing and cry aloud before the breakthrough. Increase your faith. Enlarge the place of your tent. You know, let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. And it goes ahead into verse 3. It says, "Spread abroad to the right and to the left, and your offspring will possess the nations and will people the desolate cities." And this is going to be our direction for this year and even unto 2027 and 2028 as well, to reach more souls to bring back to Christ, to reach more churches to train more leaders, to step onto the nations that God has given to us, and to do this as a one generation, as one family, not just sending out, you know, some of our youth or some of our kids to the field, but doing this together. And I know the mission for of Discover Church is to pray and to grow and to reach. You know, History Church is one, is to pray, train, and send. You know, and it's what we've been doing already for the past couple of years, but God is saying, expand and enlarge and stretch and lengthen and spread abroad. You know, so I believe that God is going to do incredible things this year, not just for History Church, but also for Discover Church as well. And not just the things that we can imagine, but things that all have been imagining already or have been dreaming about or visioning already, but He's going to do things that seem impossible. And He's increasing our faith to not only move mountains now, but to move an entire nation and to move an entire generation and give all glory to God. That's our update on History Church. Thank you for having us. I'll give it to Olivia.
Thank you, David. Well, good morning, Discover Church. Isn't it great to hear from our friends at His Story and
Did I say History Church? Discover Church. Morning Discover Church. Thank you to David for sharing about his story, church. We have done a lot of trips and different camps and things with these guys. We have a great partnership and we're always so blessed by them. Who was blessed by the worship this morning? All of these guys, except for David, they're all teenagers, just like the teenagers that shared the testimony. And all of them, there's a real gift on his story to lead worship and to lead a congregation into a moment before God. And so we're so blessed by them. We're so blessed by the presence they have amongst our young people. They help us fill out this church, this giant church, which apparently has more places to hide than any other room History Church has ever been in. It's huge. And our young people, even as we continue to grow in number, we also just continue to grow in spirit as well. And we really saw that happen this camp. So thank you to His Story for joining us and partnering with us. We're really excited to see what God's going to continue to do with your church in the future. And in case you missed it, in Krista and Aurora's wonderful, energetic introduction, in between all the bros and the amazings and the whatever the splits going on, we did want to say a massive thank you to our church community, because without you, without your prayer, without you going before us, without you setting the tone for our young people that they can also meet with God, without our parents and our grandparents, all of those that lead and serve in any of the areas amongst the church, without you guys, our teens wouldn't see a great example of how they can also live a life for God. So we're really grateful for that. Thank you. Thank you also for your donations and extra support. If you gave us a mattress, you're going to get it back next week, because our guests are going to have one more night here at the church. So I just really wanted to reiterate that and say a huge thank you to you guys. Let's give them a round of applause. Give yourselves a round of applause. I'm just going to finish us off this morning. Our teenagers would love the opportunity to pray for you. So soon I'm going to invite them to come forward, and I'd like to invite the rest of the congregation. Please come forward and be prayed over by our teenagers. God did so much in their lives, and you just heard a small snippet of what God has really done. But what our teens were describing, and what I really felt God talked to me about before the camp, was to introduce our teenagers to the Spirit of God. And so the whole theme of the camp was the Spirit of God and helping our teenagers to understand that the Spirit is like the wind, the breath of God. The Spirit is not only around us and hovering, but within us, that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in our teenagers. And so as you heard, they had many, many encounters and many physical experiences. If you've read Acts 2, Acts is a great book of the Spirit moving amongst early believers. The disciples, believers, were waiting in the upper room, and the Spirit came like a violent wind, it says, and like a fire, it says. So like Jamie and some of the others described, they felt their body were hot. There were people falling. It's the violent wind, the moving of the wind of the Spirit in their lives. And I don't think personally that I've ever prayed or fasted or believed for something more than I did for this camp in probably my entire ministry. And I've been in a youth for about 8 years now, but I just had such high expectations for God to really do something in our teenage lives. And right before the camp, as I was praying, I felt God even require me just to ask for forgiveness again for the way that I've seen them. Me as the biggest advocate for our teenagers amongst our other leaders and Jack, we always want to be thinking of and believing for them. But I felt God just asked me just to shift my perspective again and just repent, just get on my knees and apologize for seeing them sometimes only in their natural, weird teenageriness, and not actually seeing the fullness of what God can completely do in their lives. Because we have these beautiful young people in our church. Some of you as parents have your beautiful young people to impress upon, to mold and to shape. And these young people have their whole entire lives ahead of them. And what God can do in them, what God's going to use them for, besides their natural teenageness, besides what they have and struggle with and what they're going to go through over the next few years as they kind of navigate everything they need to navigate, the whole future, God has incredible plans and an incredible destiny for them. And so I really felt to encourage our next generation to be a Spirit-led generation and really learn to walk in the Spirit. So we introduce them to the Spirit, and we really believe, and young people hear this, we really believe that God is going to do something incredible in your lives, incredible through you, as you guys continue to grow and mature.